Okay, everybody, so today's daf is daf Ayin Hey. This is the third daf in which we have been exploring very, very fascinating Gemaras. You recall at the very outset of the Sugya, the Rashbam told us that the reason for this Gemara is, number one, Kolhani Ubdi V'Kachosha Misham Morabu Masecha Hashem. Wants to tell us how great Hashem's wonders are. As well as Umehem Lohidia Matan Tzchorin Shal Tzadikim Liyosu Lavoi. Some of the Gemaras have dealt with the schar that Tzadikim are going to receive in the world to come. All the Farish Mikrois Amurim B'Sefer Eoiv Hamidabrim Ba'ifais Gedoilim U'Behemois V'Dogim Gedoilim, says Rishbam. A third reason for this fascinating Agadata is to go and explain and explicate some of the Psukim in Eoiv that talk about these huge birds and animals and fish. Anything that we learn requires further in-depth understanding and analysis. Okay, so on that high note, we're going to start on the bottom of Ayin Dalid Amid Beis, the final line. And we're going to continue talking about Agadata in particular. We're going to continue talking about the Livyosan, as you'll see. We began talking about the Livyosan yesterday, and now we're going to continue. Ki Osir Abdimi Amir Rabbi Yoinesen, Osir Gavriel. Gavriel is one of the Malochim. Lasa is Knigya. Knigya means a hunt, like a hunt that you hunt for bears and deer, etc. Lasa is Knigya Im Livyosan.
Romanian.
Well, it's slightly different. Anyway, we're hunting here.
I don't think you've gone to that level yet, with bows and spears.
Very good. So the Taprish Vam says, Knigya Tzedes Chayos. We're trying to capture animals, particularly chayes, wild animals, wild beasts, the keshes, with a bow and arrow, v'roimach, and with a spear. Kol minei tzeder korikain. Anytime that you're trying to capture animals, you can use that term, that I'm on the hunt to catch fish, to catch birds, to catch animals. V'chem b'shchit tzchulin, the Gemara asks over there, v'chem Moshe Rabbeinu kinigi, oi, listri oi, it was Moshe Rabbeinu kinigi. Kinigi means, was he a hunter? A ballistry, I think, means that he would engage in warfare. That was not Moshe Rabbeinu. Anyway, so bottom line is, Kenigi means on a hunt. Shenema says, how do I know that Gavriel is going to hunt to go and capture the Livyosan? Shema says, Neposik ha-sim shek Livyosan b'cheiko u'b'chevel tashkia l'shoinar. This is one of many psukim where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Eoiv. Eoiv felt that he was very, very great individual, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu is now kind of cutting him down to size, and says to him, do you think that you can compare yourself to me? Do you expect to be able to catch a Levyosim fish just by throwing out a fish hook? Or do you expect to be able to go and grab him, that is the Levyosim, by the tongue, by inserting a chevel, inserting a rope? Doesn't go that easily. Rather, we need to go and send a malach. The malach Kadosh Baruch Hu Oizrei. Kadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't help Gavriel and Yocholai. Even he, Gavriel, would not be able to go and capture the Levyosin Shnepts in the Pasek Oizrei Yigash Charboi. One that wants to be able to go and catch it will have to go and bring the Charif. Now this, Rishbam says, the Pasek really is not talking about Levyosin. Really, it's talking about the behemois Bahari Olaf that we spoke about yesterday. These are the huge behemoth. However, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, then the same thing applies to the Levyosan, that Gavriel can't do it on its own, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to have to give him an assist. When Levyosan is hungry, it opens its mouth and emits its breath. And the breath is so hot, it causes all the waters down in the depths of the sea to heat up. Yarsiach, his breath of the Levyosan, will heat up like a seer. Seer is like a hot pot. Metzula, the depths of the sea down below. If it wasn't for the fact that Levyosan puts its head in Gan Eden from time to time, people would not be able to go and exist because of its bad breath. best arayah that the fish and the yosin do not use scope or listerine, or even if they do, it doesn't help. So what's the pshat over here? By putting its head into the Gan Eden, then the Gan Eden sweets up the breath of the yosin, and therefore we're able to withstand its reyach. Shneimer, like it says in the pasuk, yom yosin kimer kocha. As a result of the Leviathan putting its head inside the Gan Eden, receiving that beautiful perfume-like existence from the Gan Eden, so then when the Leviathan returns to the Yam, it makes it into Merkocha. Merkocha means like a place where they produce and manufacture spices. So therefore, it
smells good.
Now, therefore, it smells good.
It's not a pharmacy.
The reason why a pharmacy is called a merkacha is because most drugstores today, they advertise that they sell drugs. 95% of the merchandise that they sell are soda bottles and toilet paper and things of that nature. The reason why it's called merkacha is because many, many years ago, and in fact in some of the old drugstores, they still show
a mortar and pestle
that they used to have the raw ingredient, and they would go and stoice it, that means they would crush it, and then they would put it all together. Oh, here is your medicine. Mm-hmm. Of course, nowadays, it's already pre-manufactured. So the point here is, it's just like they manufacture medicines by crushing and mixing together various ingredients. So here, too, the yam is going to have a beautiful scent because of the fact that the various ingredients that you put together to manufacture the perfumes. So the pharmacy, you're correct. Merkacha is a broader term talking about mixing ingredients to either make medicines or, in this case, to make perfume.
Okay.
Ubishashit Same, when the Leviathan is thirsty, oyset tlomim tlomim bayam. What does the Leviathan eat? So we had that already yesterday in the Gemara 2 days ago, that it eats that goatfish. Remember, we had a goatfish.
Izayam.
Yes, so that's Izayam, that's a goatfish, right? Izayama, and the Gemara said that that was very, very long. It was 300 parsois long, which would mean 900 miles long. Vazilna lepuma divyasan. Divyasan would consume that huge fish, and that presumably would take care of its appetite for food. But then it had to have a drink. And you see from our Gemara that there was no Coca-Cola down below in the Yam. So what is the Leviathan drink? So the Gemara, it drinks the sea water, and as a result, it drinks so much that it makes like furrows in the sea where you can see that the water is missing because Leviathan drank it up. Shneim, like it says in the pasuk, Achrav Yo'ir Nesif. After the Leviathan finishes drinking, then you'll see an asid, like a pathway, yo'ir, which lights up. In other words, you'll see in the middle of the yam, there are furrows there which are empty because of the fact that the Leviathan drank the water. These furrows remain as if they're implanted in the sea for up to 70 years. Why? Because in the pasuk, yachshiv tahoim l'seva. The tahoim, the depth of the sea, will be deemed like, will be considered like seva, like 70 years old. How do I know that like 70? Because they ain't seva b'chus mishivim. Because in fact, in Pirkei Avos it says ben shivim shana l'seva. Seva, of course, means l'fnei seva tokim, means old age, so to speak. Hopefully, nowadays it's 70. It's not old age. Hopefully, that's still young. But regardless, the Gemara is telling us that the tahoim suffers the loss of that water up to the 70 years, and therefore the Tahoim will yachshav, you'll look upon the Tahoim l'seiv as if it's elderly because it takes 70 years to replenish the water. Omrab Yechanan. Also, Kadosh Baruch Hu lasis suda letzadikim b'psari shalav yosin. The time will come that Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to make a suda with tzadikim from the basar shalav yosin. Shneimar, it says in the pasuk, yichru elav chaborim. The word yichru, says the Gemara, ve'en keira ela suda. The word keira means suda, to feast. He gave them a huge feast. And although the Torah uses the term of v'yichaborim ve'ein chaborim el tamir chom, shenemar yeshivas beganim chaveirim makshivim lekoylech hashmeini v'asha perit. So the Gemara is equating the term chaborim and chaveirim as if they are one and the same. And what is the Gemara saying? Talmid Chacham are called Chaverim, because they're learning together, the Chavrus are learning the Torah. So just like over there, it's the Chaverim are Makshivan Koyle Chashmini, they're listening to the Torah as it's being learned. So getting back to Asa Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lassis, Udal HaTzadikim, Torah of Yasam, because Yichu Olav Chaborim, the Chaverim are going to have a Suda from the Basel of Yasam. That Pasuk of Yichru is talking about the Leviathan, and I know the Chaborim is talking about the Midacham because of Chaverim, so we put two and two together.
Now, what do the Chaverim eat? The women, the woman Leviathan, or the men Leviathan?
They're going to eat the female Leviathan. Why? Because the female Leviathan is the one that the Kadosh Baruch Hu went and killed and salted it, La'asa Lavai. The Gemara asked, why didn't the Kadosh Baruch Hu do that for the male? Why did he do it for the female? So Gemara said, because the female is more gishmak, it tastes better. So that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu went, it was Moileach, it salted it, lost it off. Vashar. Now after the Talmid Chacham, the Tzadikim have finished eating Moser Shul of Yosin, there's still a lot left over. Vashar said, the rest of it, Mechalken, oh, he said, they're going to split it up. Oh, he said, they're going to sell it in Shuk Yerushalayim. Shem, it says in Pasuk, Yechtzu Bein Kenanim. So it means it's going to be cut up and distributed among the Canaanim. Canaanim over here doesn't mean the people that lived in Eretz Canaan, but rather Canaanim ele Tagorim. Canaanim means Tagorim means merchants. Shnema Canaan biyodoi moizne mima lashik oy. The Canaan meaning the merchant. This pasuk is talking about evil merchants in that they have in their hands moizne mima, false scales. Lashik oy to be able to go because they love to go and steal from their customers. But the point is that the word Kenan means a merchant, and that's why he has with him the scales. Their sachrim, their businessmen of sarim are princes. The merchants, when Ichbadi Aretz, they were among the people that were distinguished and honored people in the land. So we see that Kenan is referring to not to Kenanim, to Goyim, we're talking about rather to the Sochrim, to the merchants.
Initially also, because the space is for Eish Yischayel, so the Kenani, it doesn't refer to Kenani, it means a merchant.
Mm-hmm, exactly right.
And Eish Yischayel, which is from Mishli, it's another reference.
Very good. The Yom Rabba Omer B'Yechanan, also Kadosh Baruch Hu La'asi Sukkah La'atzadikim Mi'orishol of Yosem. After the Kadosh Baruch Hu, already killed the Leviathan, it's just waiting for us to consume him yet to shed asad lavoi. So after we eat, or at the same time that we eat the flesh, because we're going to take the hide of Leviathan and make it into a sukkah. Shnema hatimali basukkis oiroi. Kadosh is going to fill up the sukkahs from the oir of Leviathan. Now zocha, if a person is zocha to go into the sukkah and to enjoy living or eating in the sukkah, because a person is on a high madrega, oisaloi sukkah, he'll get the benefit of the full sukkah. Loizachav, he's not zoicha, oisaloi. Now, our Gemara says tzilzel, but the Bach changes it to tzel. And that seems to be the Rishbam's girsa as well. What's the difference between sukkah and tzel? Says Rishbam, a sukkah has four walls and a schach. Tzel only has a schach without the four walls. What holds up the schach? Of course, four poles on the four sides, like you have at a chuppah.
So tzel is shadow, basically three shadow.
So the tzel, because of the schach, people standing or sitting underneath that schach without walls, they'll have the benefit of the shade or the shadow from the sukkah, but they won't have the tzel. But they're not going to have the benefit of any walls. If you want, you can take a look at the Rishbam sukkah. Sukkah, it's about 10 lines into the narrow lines. 10 lines into the narrow lines, sukkah. Like we think of a sukkah. However, tzel, hainu sikuch, b'loy mechitzas, just the schach without any wall. So if you happen to be a tzadik gomur, you'll be zoicha to sin in a sukkah soiroi, oisnoi sukkah. Voizoch if you're a shmach tzadik, then oisnoi tzel, you're not going to get the benefit of the full sukkah, you only get the benefit of the shade from the schach on top. Shneimar says in the pasuk, but tzilzel dogim roishay. Zocha oisim loy tzilzel. Again, tzilzel or tzel. If he's zoich, he has tzel. Loy zocha. What happens if the person is now even on a lesser madrego? Oisim loy anak. What is he going to get from the oir of the Leviathan? Enough to go and make a necklace to put around his neck. Shemar, Vanokim legagaroisecha. Anokim to go in around your gargar means around the neck. Zocho, if this person is at least at that madrega oisle yanak, at least he gets the benefit of that necklace. Lo yizocho oisle kamei, then he just gets like a kamei, an amulet. Shemar, Vatikshirenu, the naaroisecha. Vashar, whatever is left over after we have divided up the oil in so many different ways, whatever is left over, Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to spread out on the walls of Yishlaim. The Zivoy and its shine, Mavik will shine, from one end of the world to the other, and Shenemar, V'holchu goyim li'oyreich, u'molochim le'noiga zarcheich. Now the word le'oyreich, of course, means to your light. However, the Gemara over here is darshaning as if the Aleph and Ayin are being mischalif, V'holchu goyim le'oyreich, the Ayin, the oir of the Vyasan. That oir of the Vyasan will have a shining light, therefore it's going to be so brilliant, it's going to shine, you'll be able to see it from one end of the world to the other. B'samti chadkoi tad choyd shimshay saich. We didn't have that yesterday, but we had it in the Haftorah to Parshas Re'eh, the second pasuk in the Haftorah. B'samti Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to make shimshay saich. Rashbam says shimshay saich means your walls. Walls, again, being those of Yerushalayim. I'm going to make them kadchoit. What means kadchoit? We're going to see in a moment the definition. Two malachim upstairs in Shemayim argued what's the definition of this kadchoit. Gavriel u'michoil. The Amula others say, Trei amiroim u'marova, the two amiroim in Eretz Yisrael were arguing about it. Uman inen, who are they? Yehuda v'cheskia b'nei Reb Chia. Chad Omar Shoyam, Bechad Omar Yoshvei. So we're talking about the construction of the walls of Yerushalayim, and one man the Omer says, or one Malach says, that the stones that you're going to use is going to be the Shoyam stone, and the other one says it's going to be the Yoshvei stone. The Shoyam and the Yoshvei are among the stones that the Kohen Gadol wore on the Choshen.
Do the Melachim have free will to think? I mean, I thought they just follow what Hashem says, or how could they be arguing? Do they have?
Well, free will they don't have in the sense of, I don't know, frankly, I really shouldn't say anything about Malachim because I don't really understand what goes up there that's quite esoteric and quite Kabbalistic. All we know is our Gemara tells us that these two Malachim had an argument about what the future stones of Yerushalayim are going to look like.
They think, but they do what Hashem says.
It could be that they were listening to a share of the daf given by the Rabbi Nishalolim, and one heard Shayam, the other heard Yashvei, and they have no machlokes. What did the Kadosh Baruch Hu say in the share? Anyway, once in Yashvei and Yashvei. Omlu Kadosh Baruch Hu, lehevei kadein u'kadein. So the word kadchoid is actually a contraction of the two words kadein u'kadein. Meaning, I'm going to make it like both of them. I'm not going to retain a machloikis here. The wall of Yerushalayim are going to be both Shoyam and Yoshvei stones. Kad choyd, kedein, u'kedein, the two together. I'm not making this up, that's Rishbam. Rishbam says, kedein, u'kedein, kedivrei ze, u'kedivrei ze, v'ayinu kad choyd, mishoyam v'yoshvei tibana. Zokti more right. Ushiraich le'avnei ektach. This is the continuation of the same pasuk. V'samti kadchoid shimshaysayach ushiraich your shorim, your gates, will be le'avnei ektach. Avnei ektach means like hewn, cut stones. Sigmar tells us a fascinating story with, unfortunately, a tragic ending. Ki hodi osa Rabbi Yochanan v'kadorish osa kadosh baruch hu l'havi avonim toibes v'magodios kadosh baruch hu l'osad lovei, when we're going to rebuild Yerushalayim with a beautiful wall, he's going to bring Avonim Toysa Magolia, his very, very precious stones, presumably the Kadchoid, the Shoyim and Yoshvei stones, perhaps others. Margolias, of course, are normally translated as pearls. So very precious stones. Shein Shloshim HaShloshim. These are huge stones, 30 by 30 amois. Wow. Can you imagine having, one thing is a 10 carat diamond ring. Here we're talking about 30 by 30 amois, which is 60 by 60 feet. That's 3,600 square feet. Wow.
Bigger than any apartment.
Diamond is big as the Ritz.
The choykik behen, and what is the Kadosh Baruch Hu going to do? He's going to cut out from them eser al esrim, a space, an area of 10 by 20, umamina mishari Yerushalayim, and he's going to go and put those as the Sha'arim in this big wall. We spoke about the big wall that's being built, Shoyim and Yashvei stone. Then the Sha'arim, the gates into Yerushalayim, are going to be 10 by 20, which means 20 height and 10 width. Ligreg Olav Oisitama. There was one Talmud there of Rabbi Yochanan who couldn't believe this. And he said, come on, come on, give me a break. If you want to go and find a diamond or a pearl that is as great, as large as a beya, as an egg of tzitzla, Rajbam says tzitzla is tashil, whatever that means, but the article brings from the oruch says it means a dove. A dove, everybody knows what a dove is. Good, so you cannot go and find a diamond or a pearl which is as large as a dove's egg. Mishkachinan liyomim, Mishkachin kuli hai mishkachinan. You're going to be able to go and find such a large stone, which is 30 by 30 amas. Give me a break. And therefore, he didn't believe what Rabbi Yochanan said. Liyomim, sometime later, that Talmud hifligib svinasa biyam, he went on a cruise, on a voyage, on a svin in the yam. Chaza malachi yashor, so he saw malachim, tiyasri v'kam menasri. They were sitting there and they were cutting avonim tovim margoliyos, huge, huge stones, shehem lamed al lamed, which were in fact that very size that we're talking about, 30 by 30 amos. V'chokik behen, and they now cut out eser beroim esrim. Eser meaning 10 width, but the height of 20. Omelahu, and now this Talmud Hamalagle asked the Malachim, Hani Laman, who are you doing this for? Omulei, oh, you didn't hear? This is Yosef Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hamid Mishari Shalayim. We're preparing it ready now that Yin and Mitzvah are going to do tshuva, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to rebuild Yerushalayim, and we're going to need it for the Shor Yerushalayim. So that was the end of the voyage. When he comes home, Osla Kamei Rabbi Yochanan comes to Rabbi Yochanan, Shalom Aleichem, Brucham Aboyim. Omulei, Drosh Rabbi, Rabbi, you should continue going and darshanin. Lechon Noel Lidrosh, what you say is pure Torah. Rabbi Yochanan emes v'teirasei emes, whatever you say is givaldik. Kasher marta, like you said in Shir, I saw with my own eyes, I couldn't believe it. Wow! Rabbi Yochanan, you're fantastic. Omalei, Rabbi Yochanan was not very impressed with all of the compliments of his Talmud. He said, Rika, you empty nothing. Emoli re'isa, if you wouldn't have seen it with your own eyes, lo yehamanta, you would not have believed it. Malagle galdivri chachom mata, You hear and learn Divya Chacham, and you malagleg, and you denigrate it, and you mock it. Unfortunately, this young man, the Talmud, passed away.
This is like what happened with Rishon Mordechai and Yehuda ben Gerim. Mm-hmm. At the end of the story in Shabbos, he turned into a heap of bones. The same result.
Yeah, exactly. Meitzvei, Frank Dimara, you're telling me that the entire height of the Shor Yerushalayim is going to be 20 amos tall, which is quite tall. We're talking about that's 40 feet.
Yeah.
The Pasuk says, "Vo'ilech esam koymemius." Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Mashiach comes. I'm going to go and bring you all to Eretz Yisrael." Koymemius. What type of lashon is koymemius? Rav Meir Oimer Masayim Amah, 200 amos tall. All of us are going to grow and be recreated, 200 amos tall. Kishtei koymoishel Adam Rishon, like the height of Adam Rishon. Gemara in the Sechtes Chagiga says that originally Adam Rishon was so tall he went from here up to the Shemayim and from one side of the earth to the other side of the earth. He was huge. Then it says Kodesh Baruch Hu came and collapsed him, if you will. Miyatoy at Kuf Amma. He collapsed him until 100 Amas. And Rishbam says, since it says over here Koy Memius with two Mems, it could have said Ba'oilich Eschem Koyma. This is the double mem. The double mem says that you have to go and add kishtei koymish olam rishon. So the olam rishon was 100, now it's 200. Yehuda oimer meya ama keneged heichel uksalav, that the 100 amas is keneged the height of the heichel of the second base mikdash. And emer asher banenu kinetiyim migudolam binurayim binayseinu kizoviyos mechutavis tavnis heichel. Oh, modeled after the heichel, which was 100. Therefore, we're not going to be 200. We're only going to be 100. Didn't we say Koymemius? Says Rishbam. Yes, in fact, there were two floors. Actually, we talked about having three floors, at least by the Toim that were there. We're going to talk about that a little bit later, in next to the Heichal Kodesh Kedoshim. But at least, says Rishbam, that it was two stories. And therefore, that's how we get all together to 100, to Koymemius. Now the question is, Rabbi Yochanan said that the entire opening of the gates to Yerushalayim is only going to be 20 amos tall. Here we're seeing that it's got to be 200 or 100 amos tall. So you won't be able to get through the Shari Yerushalayim. It's going to be too short. Rabbi Yochanan was not talking about the shar in which you walk through, but rather what he meant about the sharim is large picture windows in the walls of Yerushalayim. Those windows don't necessarily mean with glass like we are thinking of today. Kavod Bezika means large cutouts, and then the wind would blow through. That's why the lashon of Bezika. And of course, to go and close it up, you'd have to use shutters to go and close it. Anyway, so the size of those cutouts in the walls, like windows, those will be 20 by 10. But the Shari Yerushalayim are going to be at least 200 or 100 tall, like these two mandyam. The Amarav, Amrav Yechanan. Also, the Baruch Hu asks, "Sheva chupois achol tzadik v'tzadik." Every tzadik is going to also love and get the benefit of seven chupois. Shem it says in the pasuk, "Uvor Hashem al kol mochin hatzion v'al mikro eho onon yoimam v'oshon v'noiga eish lahava loyla ki al kol kovay chupa." Where do I see the seven lishonis? So the Rishbam goes and does us a tremendous favor, and he cuts up the pasuk and tells us each one of them. We start off with Bar Hashem al kol mochin hatzion v'al mikro eho onon yoimam. So if you look at the Rishbam is about 6-7 lines higher, 8 lines higher than our Gemara, around 3/4 down the Amid. Onon yoimam, that's echo, that's already one chuppah. The pasuk continues on v'ashon, which is the smoke, that's beis, that's the second chuppah. The noiga, like is a big light, that's gimel, it's a third chuppah. Eish, fire, is dalet. Lahova is a flame. Hey, that's five. Ki al kol kovoid is six. Then finally, the last word in that pasuk, in this part, is chupa. That's zayin. That's seven altogether. And then the Rishvam has another pshat. V'linira ki al kol kovoid ain't a min a cheshbin. Don't ki al kol kovoid. That was number six. Take that out of the cheshbin. Ah, v'sukati al tzel yoimam the samach le seif ay deikra. Oh, right after that pasuk, it continues on v'sukati al tzel yoimam. Haveshvi, that's going to be the sukkah, that's going to be the seventh chuppah. V'hai alkol kovid, look what farshinan, is samach asa. What are you going to use alkol kovid for? The next drasha that the Gemara is going to bring in a moment. So therefore, l'asad lovi, every time is going to get seven chuppahs. Malameid, shekol echad, v'echad, v'echad, kodesh baruch hu chuppah lefi kvoidai. Kodesh baruch hu is going to make a chuppah according to his kovid. What does it mean? Didn't we just say that each tzaddik gets seven chuppahs? And now you're saying that each one gets a chuppah lefi kvoidai. So the Meforshim explain it works together. After all, there are different madrigas and tzaddikim. You have tzaddikim gemurim, you have tzaddikim she'enim gemurim. So each one of them is talking going to have seven chuppahs. The question is, what's the standard of the chuppah? If any of you have been to chasanis and you've gone to people of modest means, you'll see they have four people holding on to four poles.
A talus on top of this.
Exactly.
It's a kosher chuppah.
And then other people, they have very elaborate
flower
arrangements, and not only by the chuppah, but you're walking down the whole aisle and all around, etc. Who has a better life afterwards? Which chosen kala? Lav dafka, the chosen kala that get married under all of these flowers have a better life subsequently than the ones that get just under the talus. But the point is, all of these seven mitzvahs, you should soon experience it, our dear friend.
Which canopy?
The nicest and the most beautiful. That will give
kosher, a kosher one is the most beautiful. That's all you need.
The one that will bring you a flowery life together with
Amen.
A wonderful young bride.
Amen.
And the same for you. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara. So the Gemara tells us that there were taka seven different chuppahs for everyone, but if you quite like each tzaddik gets, if you covered, the big tzaddik gets get a lot of flowers, and the smaller tzaddik get a fewer flowers, or whatever. Or a bigger talus, a smaller talus. Okay, anyway, we continued, we said, Oshon. Frank, you want Oshon, the chuppah, lema, or lama, what's that? Oshon. Oshon, of course, is smoke. Amr, Kanina Shekol Misha Enof Tzoris, Tami Lecham. Whoever looks down upon the Lecham with kind of jaundiced eyes, Boilam Azeh, Mismalis Enof Oshon, Oilam Baba. His eyes will be full of Oshon, full of the smoke, Oilam Baba. So the Marsha explains, we just said now the Oshon. That is one of the seven chuppahs for the tzaddikim. But he says, The tzaddik is not going to experience the oshan in a negative way. It's those that look at that, or those who are within the proximity, or vicinity of that chuppah, they're going to be affected by the oshan. He, the tzaddik, is going to have the beautiful chuppah, and a room from all sides is going to be this oshan, which is going to be injurious to those that are ein of tzoris, but in the chumboi the mazeh. The eish v'chuppah lama vos epis and eish afai by chuppah. That each person, each tzaddik gets nichve, kind of burned or singed from the other person's chuppah. Meaning, says Rishbam, nichve chuposi shel katan, me chuposi shel chavera hagadol mimenu. That also lovely, you're going to have multiple tzaddikim, greater and smaller. So the smaller tzaddikim are going to be burned from the chuppah shel chavera. In other words, they're going to yearn to be on that same madrega as the great tzaddikim, but unfortunately they're not at that madrega. So they're going to be, if you will, burned a singe from being next to the other guy's chuppah. And at that time the person will be full of shame and humiliation and embarrassment. We have a similar limud by Moshe and Yeshua. It says in Pesach Nesata, Mei hoitcha olav. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, give him some of your height, some of your grandeur. V'loi kol ha'itcha, but not all of your height. Kenim shebo yisador amru, p'nei Moshe k'p'nei chama.
Right.
P'nei Moshe was like a shining sun. P'nei Yeshua k'p'nei levana was like a shining moon. Oy li oy sebusha, oy li oy se klima. Oh, woe is it to us that Klal Yisrael has fallen in its madrega. Until now we had Moshe b'nei like the chama. Now we're down to Yeshua k'p'nei levana. It's interesting, the Gemara says, Zekenim Shavu Isa D'Amru, Vosef Zekenim. Anybody and everybody that lived in both times, Moshe and Yeshua. So I once saw a pshat years ago, my son Ben Tzion reminded me last night, that the many people think to could have thought to themselves, the youngsters could have thought, when they saw Yeshua appearing now as the new leader of Klal Yisrael, Kibnei Levana, they might have thought that Moshe Benin, when he was at the age of Yeshua, when he started off his leadership role, maybe he was also Kipnei Levana, but over time he grew into the position and became from Levana, he turned into a Chacham. Zekenim said, oh, no, no, this is not the type of thing that you grow into. Moshe Benu, when he started off as leader of Klal Yisrael, already then, Zekenim said, he was already then Kipnei Chama. And for Yeshua, who's now the same age as Moshe Benu was when Moshe Benu started out, unfortunately, he's Kibbein Levana, he's not going to grow into from a Levana into a Chama. Everybody, please put yourselves on mute. There's some background noise, gentlemen. Continuing on. Omer b'chom reb chanina. Eser chupat ha-kodesh baruch hu, Odom Rishin, v'gan Eden. Kodesh baruch hu made for Odom Rishin, gan Eden, 10 chupat. And it's in the Pasuk. V'eden gan elikim ho-yisa, kol evin yikara. And now it says v'goymer. For those of you that have the benefit of the Torah or HaSholem, the Rishbam doesn't go and count them out, but we can count them out very easily. If you see in number, my God, it's number 19. Beidin gana l'kim ho'yisa kol evin yikara misuchosecha. Misuchosech. What are those 10 beautiful chupois with evin yikarim? Says the Gemara, says the Pasuk, oidim is 1, pititim is 2, yaloim is 3, tashus is 4, shayim is 5, yoshvi is 6, safir is 7, nuifach is 8, Berekis is 9, Vizahav, and 10. The malacha of all of these beautiful stones is Malachas Tupecha Unikavecha, Becha Biyoin Hibaracha Kainanu. We're going to talk about that last part of the Pasuk shortly, but in the meantime, you see in Eden Gan, which is Gan Eden, a Kodesh Baruch Hu made for Adam and Rishon, such a chuppah with all of these 10 stones. Es chuppah is Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shenemar, like the Mar Zutra Omar. Achasestre, there are really 11, Shenema, because we started off the Pasuk, Kol Evin Yikara. So we thought of Evin Yikara was then colon. I will go and explain what those Evin Yikaris are, Avonim Yikaris are, Oidim Pidetov, V'yalom, and all the rest. Says, Mar Zutra, know that Evin Yikara is also one of the 11, 10 plus that. Omer, V'yechon of Agurush of Kulan Zav. Of all of these beautiful stones, the worst is gold. How do I know? The Choshul of Lipsoif. The very last one of the list was Uvarekis Vizal. So you see that that's the most inferior of all of these superior, beautiful, precious stones. But my malachas tupech v'nukavecha, what does that mean? Bach or bach. What does that mean? Omer Yudom Rav Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu Lechiram Melech Tzur. Who was Chiram Melech Tzur? Rishbam says Chiram Melech Tzur was a bad guy. If you look at the last of the Rishbam, see three lines on the bottom. Chon Nitzakalti Kishibarasi Olami. When I Kadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol created the world, I Nistakel. I looked at future generations and I saw Sheata. You Chiram Melech Tzur Osin Limroid. You're going to be morad. You're going to rebel. Velasas atzcha elika. You're going to make yourself into a god. Uberasi ba'odem nekovim. Therefore, when I created Odom Arishan, I already created in him orifices, a fancy word, shemoitzian rei, from which the excrement would come out down below. In other words, that people, why are people created with a rectum and anus down below? To go and be moitzi the rei. Oh. That's the continuation of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Tupecha, the word Tupecha, normally you think of Toif, is a drum or is a, one of the fake tambourine. Here it says, Tupecha Nukavecha, that the body is going to be Toif, Cholhu, just like a drum is empty. It's empty, it's a hollow. Umanukav, and the word nikavecha means nikavim, that they're going to be holes. Be'ibir be'echa koinonu, on the day that Kadosh Baruch Hu creates mankind, in other words, the day he created Odom Rishon, the Sati Alibi Shetain Nivrabay Be'yoim, koinonu ha nikavim ba'odom. What's the reason why? That a person should not become haughty and arrogant. He should realize that he is like the Havdu, like a behema, that also has to be moitzi rei from time to time. He's no big boss, big shot.
He said Parish to go to the Nilus every morning to relieve himself, so people should know he's not a god.
Exactly.
To hide the fact that he was he had to take care of his needs.
Exactly. Very good. Shkoyach. So Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Chirim Melech Tzur, B'chon Nisakalte, I looked at you and future generations, but also in the coven, but V'ikadiyami, Hochi Koma. B'chon Nisakalte, I looked at you, again Chiram, and Kanasti Misa Lodom Rishon, and then I was Koinis Misa, Tap, Rejban Vainu Tupecha, Hakevishu Cholul Kemoy Toif. So before we said Tupecha is referring to the innards of the individual, that it has the hollow in it, and then it has the hole from which the excrement comes out. Now we're saying the word Tupecha, which also means Cholul Kemoy Toif, like an empty hollow drum, that's referring to the Kever, Kadosh Baruch Hu was Koines. He penalized Odom Arishon that he's going to have to get Misa at some point because of Chir. Right, the Al Mikra'eha. Avusaviza Al Mikra'eha. So we're quoting the Pasuk from the Omer Aleph. If you look at number one, Avor Hashem HaKolk Mechoin Har Tzion Al Mikra'eha On Yom V'Oshan. Those were the seven chuppos that we said that Tzadikim will have the Asad Lavai. So what's the Loshan V'Al Mikra'eha? Yishlaim of today is not like Yishlaim Olam Haba. Yishlaim Sholem Hazeh, Kalaroit Zalalis, Oyla. Anybody who wants to come to Yishlaim, all tourists can come. Nobody stops them, no problem. The only ones that go into Olam Haba, Yishlaim Sholemala, are those that are invited. Who are those that are invited? Those that, the tzaddikim, those that did mitzvahs in this world, and get schar, and they're going to be able to enter
into. Why should the Jews buy an apartment in Yerushalayim now?
Why should they?
Why shouldn't they?
For Olam Haba, now, but it doesn't belong to you anymore.
It doesn't say it doesn't belong. It says that today, anybody and everyone is welcome to enter Yerushalayim. You don't need a special ticket, except the ticket for El Al or your whichever carrier you're using. Olam Haba, you can't just enter at will. You're going to have a real admission ticket to be allowed.
An issuer, a permit, like the COVID.
An issuer. Oh, tazai. Very good. So tomorrow about the Amar Rabbah and Rabbi Yechanan. I see the tzaddikim shenikroim al shmoy shal Kadosh Baruch Hu. Also, lovoy, the tzaddikim will get part of Hashem's name, shenemar, kol hanikra bishmi, lechvoydi barosim, yitzaretim af asisiv. So these tzaddikim, they're going to be nikra bishmi, they're going to get the name of Hashem, kaviyochel, in their names. It's not only the tzaddikim, but there are three that are going to get the name of Hashem. Eilena tzaddikim, which we just had, u'mashiach v'Yerushalayim. Tzaddikim hadi amar. Tzaddikim, like we said from that pasuk, that kol nikra b'shmi lachvoydi barasiv, etc. Mashiach tzaddikim v'zeh shemoy ashi yikaru Hashem tzidkenu. Now this pasuk, the Gemara is only quoting half of the pasuk. How do we know it's talking about Mashiach? Because it's number three, and if you look at number three, v'yomav Tivosha Yehuda v'Yisrael Yishkan Avetech. At that time there will be a Yeshua for Klai Yisrael Yehuda, and Yisrael will be able to live finally v'Avetech in peace and tranquility, Gesundheit, not having to be worried every morning you wake up and you hear the news, Nebuchadnezzar, three people killed in Nebuchadnezzar this morning in Eretz Yisrael. Anyway, in the Allenby Bridge, a trucker, an Arab, went and killed the three yin. So it says about the Omav Tivasha Yehuda, when Mashiach will come and there will be a full Yeshua of Klai Yisrael, then the Shemoy Asher Yikru Hashem Tzidkenu. Then they're going to call the name of Mashiach by the name of Hashem. So that's two. The Yishalayim will also have the name of Hashem. What does it say in the pasuk? So v'Shemoy Na'asar Ela v'Shemo Ir Miyoyim Hashem Shama. Shama means over there. Says Yimah, take a Shama Ela Shema. Then Miyoyim Hashem Shema. That the name of Yishalayim is going to be the name of Hashem. The tzaddikim are going to go and say kadosh, just like they say before Hashem. In other words, the malachim today, when they go in front of Kadosh Baruch Hu, they say kadosh, kadosh, kadosh three times. When you say in Nakdisha or Nakadosh, Kesoy Tziach Sarfe Kodesh. So it's Siach Sarfik, the Sarfik Kodesh, so the Srofim Lamala, that's one of the names of the Malachim upstairs. And when they come in front of Kodesh Baruch Hu, they go and say, Kodesh, 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 Shem Tzvakois, L'umasam, corresponding to them, Misham Kumaim, and we Klal Yisrael, we say to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Baruch Kvoid Hashem Koimai. And the Gemara says that we, in a sense, are in a higher Madrega than the Tzaddikim, because the Tzaddikim can only refer to a Kodesh Baruch Hu by name, after Kodesh, 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 Hashem Tzvokos, after three times Kodesh. Well, we already say Hashem's name after two. Baruch Kvoid, Hashem, Menkoimai. Anyway, so the point is that the Malachim referred to Kodesh Baruch Hu with this triplicate, three-ply Kodesh. So Amar Bluzo, Asin Tzadikim, Shoim Lufneim, that the Malachim will say about the Tzadikim, one time Kodesh, Kedesh Shoim Lufneim Kodesh Baruch Hu, just like they say three times Kodesh before Hashem. He will be referred to by the name Kodesh in the future. Kodesh Baruch is going to lift up Yerushalayim into mid-air, three parsois higher than the surface of the earth. Rama means Hashem is going to bring it up, the Yashva, and it's going to be settled Tachteo, instead of what's down below. The size my tachteo, kitachteo, just like the size of Yerushalayim. The size of Yerushalayim from east to west, north to south, is three parsois. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to lift it up tachteo instead of the area which is occupied by Yerushalayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to lift up Yerushalayim. So Frank Timura. How do you know that the length and width of Yerushalayim is in fact the distance of three parsa? And now Barry's going to tell us about that legendary
Except for one exception, it's Elio Anabi, Ahusaba.
Oh, very good. There's a Mekiyesh Mepharshim that Ahusaba, whenever it's quoted anymore, means Elio Anabi. Anyway, so what did Elio Anabi say? Lididi, I, Chazan Yerushalayim Kamaisa, I saw Yerushalayim at its infancy, at its beginnings. The Klasa Parasihava, and in fact it was three parsois in size, like we just said, and therefore, because the Pope was going to raise it up, three parsois like it was originally. Yeah?
Big,
100% big. B'shem HaTayim, you're going to tell me, Yesh Tzar Lalis. How are you going to get up there? Three parsois. A paras is roughly 3 miles. That means 9 miles high. If you're going to have to...
8,000 amas.
Sorry? 8,000 amas. So that's so a mile and 1.6 miles. 15,000.
8,000 amos, and an amos is 2 feet.
So 60,000 feet. So it's
divide that by 5,200.
It's roughly 3 miles.
Yeah, a little bit.
Three. That's what he said. He said three.
Just a little under three. Okay.
It's like Mount Everest.
It's a little.
over 3.5
thousand two. We still love you.
It's like pi. We know that pi is 3.4. 3.4. We say
3.14.
1.413. And then for another 100,000 the digits after that. Anyway, but getting back to what we're discussing. So we're saying that the parsa, as you know, is 4 mil. Every mil is 2,000 amas, and therefore every parsa is 8,000 amas. There's, of course, a machloikis, how large is an amma? The Chassam Ish held that an amma is 2 feet, so according to him, a parsa has 16,000 feet, and as everybody said before, 1 mile has 50 to 80. 3 times 50 to 80 is something less than 16,000, and therefore, if this is 16,000 feet, means that it's a little bit more than 3 miles. Of course, if you go according to the other sheets, there are others that say that an amma is only 18 inches. And that's why some people wear talasim ketanim, which are only 18 inches, but 24. Yeah. Okay, so machlekes. Fine. Omer Rabba. So now it's going to be difficult. No, we'll continue on. It's going to be difficult to get all the way up there. If I'm going to climb the steps of 9 miles, it's going to be a long schlep, and it's going to be very difficult. Shabbatam yesh tzar la'alois, tamaloymen no. You're going to be able to go and climb up just like the ov, just like the cloud from Lashon Oif flies in mid-air. Just like the cloud has no difficulties in staying there in mid-air, doesn't complain of being, oh, I'm all worn out having to float here in mid-air. It won't be any difficulty in climbing up to get to Yerushalayim. Amra papish ma'amina. From this limud we're learning now, Hayeva, the clouds are tlosa parsi midli, that they in fact are held up mid-air, 3 parsois from down below, because we are comparing Yerushalayim, the Asad Lovoi, to the Ov, to the clouds which are in mid-air. Amr b'chanina bar papa, because Kodesh Baruch Hu Yerushalayim b'mida, Kodesh Baruch originally wanted that Yerushalayim should have set measurements, where Yerushalayim will begin, where will it end. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, I believe in Zechariah, is it? Yeah. Zechariah said, "Va'imar, ona atoilech." The Zechariah Novi was looking at a malach, and he asked the malach, hey, where are you going? Ona atoilech. V'yomer elai, he said, "L'moy Yerushalayim. I'm here to go and measure Yerushalayim. Lirois kama rochba, to go and see how wide it is, v'kama orka, and how long it is." In other words, the Kodesh Baruch Hu has sent me to go and measure the exact midos of Yerushalayim, the width and the length. Oh, Malach Yisrael, the Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Malachim heard that, they said, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rabbi Yisrael, Harbi Krachim Barasa Bailamcha, Shal Umas Oilam. There's so many cities in the world from the Umas Oilam. From the Satan Midas, Orkan, Umidas Rachman. He allowed them to go and expand and expand and expand without any end. Pink to Yushalayim, Sheshimcha Besaycha. We said in the Gemara before, Hashem puts his name into Yushalayim. Umigdoshcha Besaycha, and Besamigdish is here. But Tzadikha Besaycha, at the Noisim Bamida, all of a sudden we have to collapse it and have it Dafka in a certain measure. Miyad, Kodesh Baruch Hu listened to the Malachim, and he said, you know what? You're right. He said back to that to Zechariah, "Roid staber lanar halos." Go and tell that malach that was there, that was measuring. Leimar, prozois teishim Yerushalayim meroiv odem ubehema besoicha. Let it be prozois. Prozois means like an oriha prozi, which are open cities that are not walled in and are not measured, but rather let it spread and spread and spread. And in fact, Leimar told us now. Omer Resh Lakish, Asa Kodesh Baruch Hu loisiv Yerushalayim elef tefaf. Ginois, Elef Kefel Migdolim, Elef Litzui Baronios, Elef Ushne Shiloi Tutferois. What does all of that mean? These strange words, Tefaf, Kefel, Litzui, and Elef Ushne, what we're saying is, Shiloi, those words are all to be used as Gematriois, which means when we're saying Ginois, Ginois means the number of gardens. You know how many gardens there are going to be in Yerushalayim? Elef, 1,000 times the word tefaf. Tefaf is 169. Right? The test is 9. Pay is 80. Again, end of phase. Another 80. 80 plus 80. 169. So you're going to be 169,000 gardens in Yerushalayim. Elef, kefil, migdolim. There are going to be 1,000 times the word kefil. Kefil is 100. Pay is 80. Lamed is 30. 210. They're going to be 210,000 migdolim towers in Yerushalayim. Elef litzoi. Litzoi, lamed and yud is 40. Tzadik is 90, is 130. Then 136. They're going to be 146,000 Bironiyos. Bironiyos are like miniature Migdolim, like fortresses, not these tall towers. This will clap a little bit shorter. And Elif Ushnei Shiloi, 1,002 times the word Shiloi. How much is Shiloi? Shiloi is 345, if I'm not mistaken. Yes. The Mishkan Shiloi stood for 345, and the Shiloi is Bigimatri 345. So it's not going to be 345,000, but it's 345 times 1,002. Figure out the Cheshbon of Tutferois. The Vos means Tutferois. Rishbam says, Ketanami Bironius. He's a little bit shorter and smaller than Bironius. So we started off the big Migdolim, then we had the Bironius, and these are Tutferois and Bisoklan. A little bit shorter, a little bit smaller. The Chol Achel V'Achas Havi Kitzipoyu B'Shalvasa. And you shouldn't think, like this garden. It's going to be a small garden from here till across the street. We're talking about like it wasn't Tzipoyri B'Shalvasa when it was at its height in its prosperity. And more in fact, tell us, Tanya, B'Yosad Yira Isi Tzipoyri B'Shalvasa. I was there. I remember it. There were 180,000 markets Shalmoichrei Tziki Kedera of those that sold the Tziki Kedera. Tziki Kedera, says Rishbam, is min ma'achol, a particular type of food. So if you wanted to get, for instance, probably none of you have probably even heard of this, if you wanted to get one of these new modern foods called sushi, it wasn't that you were able to go and buy it on one sushi street. There were 180,000 markets that sold sushi in the city of Tzipori at that time.
Rabbi Yossi was famous, Rabbi Yossi in the Shuk Shel Tzipori was like, ask me any question, I can... it was a famous location for him.
Very good.
How are you saying we're adding on to Yerushalayim? We had a whole Gemara there. How to add on to Yerushalayim?
They have a parade with a toda and burnt wine.
And maybe that's what's going to be. We have to Hashem. We'll tell you. Halavai, we should be zayich to see with our own eyes.
And the one on the inside they would eat. The one on the outside they would burn. To expand the area, you could eat kachim kalim and maizen sheni.
And it could, of course, all be that's why the mazet. Loss of love, and maybe we won't need that. Anyway, Metshe Mashiach will come, and Eliyahu Navi will come, and he'll for end for Alakasha. And we're going to continue on. Vatzalois Tzela El Tzela, Sholish Ushloishim Pam. You remember we had this at the beginning of the previous parak, because it said the Moichas Abayas Le Mocher Es HaYetzia. Then the Gemara said that the three terms which are synonymous, Yetzia, Tzela, and Toh. And the Gemara said that Tzela over here, in this pasuk, is referring to the Toim. Toim were chambers that were in the Heichol, surrounding on all three sides, and you had altogether 33. How did you get 33? Because there were five on the right-hand side, five on the left-hand side, when we say right-hand side, left-hand side of the Heichol, and one in the back of the Kodesh Kedoshim. So 5 plus 5 plus 1 is 11 altogether, and there were three levels. 3 times 11, it gets you to 33. So there were 33 such tzeloim, or such yitzios, such chambers, yes, that were a room and a room, the Heichel. Okay, so that's the Poshib Shat. However, Maishol Hishloshim Pomim, the Gemara Darshan Zalpi Drush, Omer Blevi, Omer Abapi, Mishum Rabbi Shua, Mishum the Sichni, Im Gimli Yushalayim Hein Kolachas Viachas Yeshba Shloshim Madurim Lamala, Im Shloshim Shalayim Hein Kolachas Viachas Yeshba Shloshim Madurim Lamala. What the Gemara is saying is the size of Yushalayim is going to expand so greatly that it's going to be 33. Now, how 33? If Yerushalayim is going to expand in terms of the physical area by three times, then on top of it you're going to have Shloishim Madurim, like an apartment building where you have 30 floors on top of Yerushalayim, a skyscraper, Lamala. If Yerushalayim is going to expand in area 30 times, then they can only have three stories high. You won't have to have skyscrapers, you'll have three stories. Sorry?
No elevator.
No elevator. You won't need an elevator. Exactly. So that's the 33 altogether, either 30 times in length and width, and therefore three stories high, or three times the size and length and width, and then it's going to be 30 stories high. And with this, Rabbi Yisrael, we have concluded this fascinating Haggadah, and we get back to business, get back to Halacha. So Mendy, when you make the announcement tomorrow, don't say Haggadah, we're now back into Kavaldik Halacha. So we started off our Perek HaMoichas HaSvina. Somebody who sold the Svina includes in it various essentials that every Svina has to have, and you sold automatically the mast, and the sail, and the anchors, as well as the manhigin, What were the manhigan? Those were the oars that went and that you would use, like when you go to Central Park and use oars in these little boats. Anyway, rowboats. Fuzoktia, sorry?
The blackboard.
Platform. That was in the Mishnah, was in the Gemara. That's correct, the platform. Very good. Says the Gemara, Itmar, how are you koine a svina? A svina, yes, you can go and pay money for it, sure. However, kesef is not a kinyan for metalpon. Kesef is only by mechosim sheyesh lenachrayis, which are nikne bekesef ubishtar ubechazaka. So how do you make a kinyan on a svina? Sigmar says, well, you make a meshicha, like all metalpon. The question is, how much do you have to be moishech? Rav omer ki mishe moshe koshu kana. As long as you moved the boat 1 inch, you're done. You don't need more than that. Ah, kosher, I got a goodish. Shmuel omer likana ad shim shecheskula. No, the whole boat has to move from its place. Assuming that the boat is chvais 8 feet long, you got to move it 8 feet. So now it's a brand new place. You've been moishech kula. Okay, so the identical machloikis we find among Tanoim, between Tanoim, Legabe Abhaim.
Right.
And we start off first with Mesira and then with Meshicha. Keitzad bim Mesira, what's the Kenyan Mesira like? Ochse betalfa, besara, beukiv shola. Talfa, by the way, Rishbam says, is one of the legs. So if the Moicher says to the Lekech, it's all yours, and he grabs one of the legs, oh, that's Mesira. Besara, the hair. The ukif shola is the saddle on the back. B'shlif shola, that Rishbam says, amtachas, some other type of sack or whatever, on the back of the animal. The prumya shebefia, the muzzle in its mouth. B'zug shebetzavora, the bell around its neck. Kona, any one of these things, if you just, ochse, you hold on to it, you have a key. Ketz of Mashiach, how do you do a Mashiach? Koyul aviba, you go and say, hey, behema, move! And the behema moves, and that's your Mashiach. Sometimes the behemoth doesn't listen. That's why the behemoth is called the behemoth. So what you have to do, you have to go and take a makel, and you have to go and give it a nice patch. A glut. Good. And the brats of the fauna, if the animal gets the message and it runs in front of you, as soon as it moves one set of yad v'regel, it was already kite. It doesn't have to move totally out of its place. A yad v'regel. It's got to go the mount has to go like its height. If its height is chvayis 3 or 4, right? He has to move at least 3 or 4 feet. Then you're koinet. Oh, so the Tanakhama says yad v'regel is enough. Ah, koinet kite. What Rav Acha says, no, malaika masa. Leim Rav the omet kan Tanakhama. Just like Rav said, a mashu is enough by a svina. Here too, the yad v'regel is enough.
The kamaso is not its length, it's its height. It's a different...
Well, it's different, admittedly. But it means, but it's still more than just
yad v'regel.
Shmuel the omet karebi, karebi acha. I can only like Rabbi Acha also. I can come to Rabbi Acha Elele Bali Chai. The Avgav the Okri Yad Veregel Beduch Tekaima. Even though it picked up one hand and one leg, it's still on the same place. In other words, the animal has not moved. You can pick up Yad Veregel and put the Yad Veregel down, just like Lahavdil a person, right? You pick up, you jump up in the air and you come down again, or you just pick up one leg and the other leg is still on terra firma. So Beduch Tekaima. By definition, as soon as you move the svina, even a little bit, even an inch, the whole svina has moved. It's not just one part of the svina. So by the animal, maybe just one yad v'regel, but the rest of the animal is still standing there in its stubborn place. However, by svina, by definition, you move it an inch, the whole thing is moved. Ushmol amandam riafil ketanek kamel. Ad kanel kamel tanek kamel balichai. Kim ne me'ekr yad v'regel, idach l'me'ekr kaima. It's true, only one Yad V'regel has moved so far, but give it a chance. Eventually, the other Yad V'regel is going to move after the first Yad V'regel. Al the Svina, imashul ha'kula in iloy loy. By the Svina, if you move the Svina a little bit, the rest of the Svina, it's the whole thing, of course, is going to move. But it's not going to be the whole thing is going to move its entire koima or its entire length. And therefore, says Shmuel, there's a fundamental difference between Balei Chaim and between Svinas. If you want to move the whole Svina, you can't just move it a drop. Then you have to go move the whole thing out of its place where it was originally. If it's 8 feet, move it another 8 feet so that it's totally out of the way.
Did you use Kenyan Chalipin?
Presumably, yes.
Otherwise, it's going to be hard. You're buying the Queen Mary. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to pull it.
It's not working. It has no engine.
I guess maybe there you wouldn't pull it with a rope, but you would go and turn on the engine and have it move a little bit. Okay, anyway, We'll continue tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.